Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. And joining me today is going to be our new co-host, Missy Nielsen. Can you shout across the room here?
Well, good morning. Happy to be here.
And you'll be hearing more from Missy in weeks to come. Our show is inspired by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King and others called a beloved community. Today we're talking about the Quilsing Fair and Parade that's coming up in September. And with us is Greg Brotherton, who is the president of the Quilsing Fair and Parade. And joining us is Linda Lindquist, who is a longtime volunteer in Quilsing. Welcome. So glad to have you here. I've never been to the Quilsing Fair, but I think this may be the year. Tell us about the fair, how long it's been going on, Greg.
Right. It's, I believe, in its 37th year this year. I've been involved for about, I think, 5 or 6 years, really, since I moved to town. I've been involved, but it's been going continuously for years, I believe. You know, there were a few years off, but it goes back longer than 30 years, too. You know, it was a real community down in Quilsing, and it's a big part of the community.
You just moved here in a few years. I thought you were part of a Quilsing family legacy sort of situation here.
Well, it's a young legacy.
I met your parents. So
yeah.
I know.
My parents had retired out here in 2008, and then my family, we wanted to start a farm and move out of the city. So we came and opened the Quilsing Village store with my folks, and then I moved up to Discovery Bay and opened more stores up in Discovery Bay since then. So we've done a lot.
And a
very active family, you know, and I also serve on the Quilsing School Board, so we really believe in volunteerism.
So what happens at the fair, and what's new this year?
Well, we're expanding to 2 days for the first time in an awful long time. We start off with a breakfast cooked by Vita and the students at the school. It takes place at the Quilsing School. And then booths open about 9 o'clock, and then we have our parade at 11, and it lasts, you know, half an hour. And then we have the all-community portrait. We take a picture of the community in the middle of the highway. And then there's a carnival that starts Friday night and goes through Sunday. And then music starts from 12 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday, as well as booths and food and all
sorts
of fun.
This is September 16th and 17th.
16th and 17th.
So Saturday the 16th is the parade and the family photo.
Yes.
Right, and the breakfast.
Correct.
And the carnival goes both days.
Usually it goes Friday after school, Saturday and Sunday. Yes.
And music is in the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, from 12 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday. So we have some great bands this year. We have Joy in Mudville on Sunday at noon. And we have the Hucksters, which is Court Armstrong from Squim, who's in Farmstrong and a bunch of bands. They're opening it up at 12 o'clock on Saturday. And then at 2 o'clock, we have a great Latin band called Korea Airmail. And they're fantastic. Venezuelan harp and harmonies and violin, just beautiful. And then we have a band from Bellingham, the Robert Sayers and Blake Band, Sunday afternoon.
Oh, so you're really reaching out beyond the Quilsing area.
Yeah, absolutely. I also run the Detour in Disco Bay, so we do a lot of live music. And so these are bands that I've had that we really enjoyed that I want to bring down there.
Right. You know who to pick. You've done a good job.
There's a lot of good music out there.
So, John, I'd like to introduce Linda Lindquist. You want to give us a little background?
Yeah. So Linda and her daughter, Miranda, are some of our newer volunteers. We have been going through a bit of a crisis in volunteerism at the fair. You know, people do it for 20 years. You know, when I volunteered briefly, two people backed out, and I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm doing this for a while. And when we made a call out for volunteers last year, is that right?
Yeah.
Miranda, Linda's daughter, and Linda both stepped up and helped and brought back the Quill Scenery photo contest, which was a big part of the fair in past years, and which had gone away because the volunteer that did that needed to step away after 25 years. So it was great to have them, and they've been some really galvanizing new blood in the situation in the fair, and we love having them.
Welcome, Linda.
Thank you.
So what made you step up?
Miranda was the one that wanted to revive the Quill Scenery photo contest, and she was a little hesitant, you know, didn't know if she wanted to do it or not. So I said, well, let's both of us, you know, let's just step in and do it. So we both started going to the meetings, and the photo contest went great. We had many, many applicants, and it kind of went from there.
There are some beautiful photographs online.
Yeah.
I saw them.
Yes. We were very pleased with the.
And is the theme really the scenery of Quilsing? Is it really focused on the natural settings.
It is. The contest rules that we set, like a perimeter of the photo has to have been taken between, I think, Brennan, I think, and I don't remember the other boundary, but there are definitely quill scene boundaries, and it is quill scenery.
Have you been part of the fair before as a participant? If you come to the fair for years? Or?
Yeah, my family is more the legacy family.
Oh, okay.
Greg's. My grandmother grew up on Walker Mountain and went to school in Quill Scene, and her siblings. She was once a big part of Quill Scene. She was on the school board and ran the food bank for a while and ran the Quill Scene Community Theater. Now I am living in her house next door to my mom, and my daughter lives in Quill Scene, so we've always been very involved in Quill Scene, often behind the scenes, not with.
You know, what is it about Quill Scene? It's this small town with people behind the scenes who do a lot of volunteering. It's kind of an amazing place.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. It's a great little community to be a part of.
Greg, what do the volunteers do for you? What kinds of jobs and opportunities are available to them?
I mean, we're a collaborative group. And it's not my group or anything. You know, I'm the president, really, because no one else wants to be the president, because I've done a lot of the duties for long enough. Yes. But we get together once a month, and, you know, we get together at a local restaurant or bar and have a lot of fun and just plan it out for a year, pretty much. And then, you know, everyone, we parse up the duties, and everyone takes jobs and goes and does them. And we've had really big volunteer pools, and that becomes really manageable pieces of work. And, you know, as we talked about right now, it's a bit of a dearth. People have aged out, and we struggle to get volunteers right now, to get new volunteers. The volunteer pool that there is, like this year, we're combining with the half marathon that happens on the 17th in Quill Scene as well. It's the same volunteer pool to a large degree that works both of these events. So it becomes a real sort of shuffling act to get enough volunteer labor to do, you know, the parking and the day of stuff, the arranging people for the parade. The parade is really my duty, you know. So it takes, you know, 3 or 4 people to get the parade just set up. Usually I steal my mom and dad, but they're also working on the half marathon. So I need to, you know, it's a dance that we need to do a little more carefully with the 2-day events. And the more people we have, the less work
right.
is for everyone.
So you need help with the actual parade, setting up, parking. What else do you do as a volunteer?
Oh, you know, just processing entries. You know, a lot of parade entries come that day, so filling out the forms and the releases and everything.
Okay.
And then just the Sheriff's Department volunteers labor to help shut down the roads. You know, we have to fill out permits, of course, to shut down the roads and all that, and that's another one of my duties. And the special event form with the Jefferson County and insurance and all of that stuff. Okay. And then we have a bookkeeper that takes care of our books, and we have someone who handles the booths. You know, we have 45, 50
exhibits. Are there exhibits?
There have been different iterations of exhibits. Often there's been an antler show in the past, and there's been an arts and crafts show that.
An antler show?
Is there going to be an arts and crafts show?
Yes, there is.
There is. That's coming
all right.
back.
Okay, so Linda. So what can the volunteers do for you?
I put on the arts and crafts form that people can come between 3 and 6 p.m. on Friday before the fair and bring their wares, whatever they have, their arts or their crafts. And I'm sure that, you know, help might be needed to, you know, set things up on displays. And then at the end of the fair, people need to come and get their things. And I'm sure there'll be people that don't. So it would be nice to have someone to take up the effort to get people's things back to them if they don't pick them up, be a point of contact for that.
Right. So some of those jobs require a kind of strength. I imagine you need to have access to a ladder. Do you need to be actually put things up on walls, or is it just helping?
Well, we haven't done it in a while, but there wouldn't be anything, you know, really huge to have to display.
Okay.
I would think just helping organize would be.
So Friday you need help. Or I'm trying to really get a really clear picture for volunteers,
sure,
so they can say, that's what I want to do.
You well, know? I'm sure too that generally on Friday afternoon, that's a big point where we need help also with setting up vendor tables, basically setting up the fair after school is out on Friday.
So setting up, taking down, always a big plus for any kind of volunteer.
Yeah. Picking up the garbage, you know, just bundling it and throwing it in the dumpsters that we rent, you know.
But the car show is pretty self-contained. They really take care of that themselves.
The car show is not going to be with the fair this year. They're going to do it with a different car show. They have the same sort of aging out sort of issue, and we've been struggling to really coordinate with them for the last couple of years. So they're going to do it at a different time, and I'm not sure when that is.
I don't know. I haven't heard.
Right.
So no car show this year.
But there's a carnival.
There's the carnival, which is across the street from the school, and then there's music at the school.
Right.
And you know, the half marathon is on Sunday too, so we're talking about ways that we can partner with them to kind of connect the events around Quilcene that are happening.
Okay, so anything you want our listeners to know about the fair and about volunteering with you or for you?
You know, anyone that wants to volunteer in any capacity, please contact us. All our contact information is on the quilcenefair.com. And we also have a Facebook page that you can reach out to us. Our meetings are open to the public, and we don't really post them, but if you're interested, we're always happy to have people there. You know, we need people throughout the year to own jobs. Like, we have someone right now who's doing our raffle prizes and sponsorships and everything, and that person is on their last year. So we need someone that can kind of job share with them and shadow them to pick up.
Job sharing is good.
Up the skills for that. And the booths, you know, we need a backup person for the booths as well. You know, on the day of the fair, we hire janitorial staff from the school and we usually get a big bolster in the volunteer force. But if you really want to be part of the fair, I would encourage people to join us throughout the year. I mean, we have a lot of fun, and it's...
Do you notice that people start out volunteering for a small thing? They sort of dip their feet in a little bit, and then that responsibility, you take on more every year. Is that your experience, Linda?
Yes, that's exactly my experience. Last year, I came in to help my daughter with the Quill Scenery Photo Contest, and this year, I'm secretary and do promotions and running the arts and crafts show. So,
who doesn't step backwards fast enough, right?
Well, they say the three most hated words from a volunteer are, "Oh, there's one more thing." You know, we want volunteers to ask for more, not to ask for less.
Right.
You know, it's just the way it goes. It sounds like you're doing a pretty good job with that. And every organization goes through that cycle of aging out. It's just, it comes with the territory.
Yep.
Yeah, but Quilcene can handle it.
And we're growing as a community, and we're changing, and we're still holding on to that essence of Quilcene, I think. It's an exciting time.
It's an interesting place. It's always struck me as being a very multi-layered.
Oh, sure.
You've got musicians down there tucked away in hills and mountains and
organic farms
and people getting water out of the spigot.
Yep.
So, Missy, would you like to jump in here on something before we close the show?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about the volunteer aspect. If I were to walk up and say, "I only have 2 hours, what can I do?"
Mm-hmm.
So I was reminded of the opportunities that come my way. And sometimes I find myself just asking, "What can I do in 2 hours? If I can only be there 2 hours, what would be an opportunity for the fair?"
Right. And, you know, something that we always need people for is we have an information booth at the fair, and we need someone to man it, you know, and find in their 2 hour sections at a time. So
anyone
can come and just sit at the booth, and it really helps us out. Sell raffle tickets, answer questions, direct people to the different events that are going on.
And you're the primary contact for a volunteer on the website that they can reach out to you.
The website has my email address. You can email me at gregory.brotherton@gmail.com.
Excellent.
I'm happy to chat with you.
Cool.
Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks so much, Sheila.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ at 91.9. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. Our production coordinator and today's engineer is Mike Schlitzer. I want to thank all the volunteers at KPTZ who work many hours to bring us eclectic music along with local news and conversations like this one here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org.